Must have been a couple of days later that I was sitting on the edge of the caprock, sunning myself and looking off in the distance. I'd been there most of the day, thinking about things and enjoying the quiet. The coyote village was awful noisy. Seemed that somebody was always in the midst of a squabble. When a husband and wife had a difference of opinion, they just, by George, had a knockdown, drag-out fight right there in front of everybody. Nobody ever seemed to get hurt in these brawls, and I guess they managed to solve their problems, but I could never get used to the noise of it. And the hair. After one of them family fights, the air was full of fur. The guy could hardly breathe for the hair. And then there was the kids. There must have been 10 or 12 pups in the village. And let me tell you about coyote pups. Now, a dog pup is kind of cute. I'm not real fond of babies, understand, but even I have to admit that a little old cow dog pup is pretty cute. He'll be fat as a butterball and covered with silky hair, and when he looks up at you with those big soft eyes, you can't help but smile and say, "How's it going, kid?" Coyote pups ain't cute. They look mean, they sound mean, they act mean, and fellers, they are mean. They've got two jaws full of teeth that are as sharp as needles, and their idea of good clean fun is to slip up behind some unsuspecting somebody, me for instance, and just bite the heck out of his tail. As a rule, I'm a pretty good sport. I was a kid once myself, and I got into my share of mischief, but I can't get used to people biting my tail. I mean, there's something kind of special and private about a guy's tail. If he's got any pride at all, he tries to keep it nice. And he's a little fussy about scabs and bald spots and tooth marks and slobber and all that stuff. What I'm saying is that my tail ain't a play toy. But these kids, they'd sneak up behind me and sink their little needle teeth into my tail. First few times, I just growled at them. "Here, y'all go on, get out of here." It didn't work. Coyotes are a little slow about taking a hint. They came back and did it again, so I took sterner measures, cuffed one of them. Know what he did then? He bit me on the paw. Well, I wasn't going to take that off a darn kid, so I bit him on the scruff of the neck. He somehow worked his way around and got hold of my left ear. That got me all inflamed, don't you see? And I put the boy on the ground and was spanking some manners into him when his mama walked up.
"You brute! Leave my junior alone!"
Huh? I looked around just in time to get slapped across the mouth.
"There, you bully!